Hi, my name is Vanessa Vallalee and I'm founder and CEO of We Are Tech Women. It gives me great pleasure to introduce you to season 3 of She Talks Tech, the We Are Tech Women podcast. What a season we've got lined up for you. Over 20 episodes talking all things tech from the front to the back of the industry. We've created this podcast for you to keep you informed, to keep you insightful and to keep you motivated in your tech career. I hope you enjoy it. Today we hear from one of our very own Tech Women 100 award winners, Ivana Skerikova, Global Decarbonisation Director and Head of Green Network at Atos. Ivana welcomes us to the starting line for the Race to Zero Emissions as she discusses how we can use digital technologies to change the trajectory of current climate change predictions. Ivana shares how we can decarbonise our digital technology, but also how we can use technology to decarbonise the world around us. You'll gain insight about some of the best sustainability practices and explore how we can work alongside our clients, partners and supply chains to get closer to net zero.
Growing up in Slovakia was awesome. To tell you the truth, I was a little devil. I always wanted to be first when it came to snow sledding. I was ready to cause bodily harm during snow fights with my friends. And my favorite sport was to test how thick the ice was on the frozen lake. And one time my test proved that it was not thick enough, but I'll save that story for another time. Even though I moved to England almost 13 years ago, I go back to Slovakia every winter to relive some of these amazing memories. But something has changed. During the last few winters, we went from minus 20 Celsius when I was 5 years old to plus 2 degrees with barely any snow. We were no longer able to ice skate on frozen lakes or go skiing on snowy hills. That was probably when I realized that the climate change is not something in the future. It's not something that is coming. It has already arrived. We see proof of this wherever we look. For instance, Madrid in Spain had the heaviest snowfall in last 50 years, or Australia fires that burned out an area of almost the same size as Ireland. This realization influenced my decision to work in the green technology space and join Race to Zero, a global campaign to rally together leadership support from businesses, cities, regions, and investors for a healthy, resilient, zero-carbon recovery that prevents future threats, creates decent jobs, and unlocks inclusive and sustainable growth. Its aim is to reduce carbon emission as close to zero as possible. Today, I would like to invite you to join me in this race. We will first start with understanding the problem, and then we will take 4 steps on this journey, each talking about how we can reduce emissions with the help of technology. So are you ready for a bit of hard work? Well, put your running shoes on and let's go. You probably already heard about the greenhouse effect. Our Earth gets energy from the sun. And some of that energy is absorbed, but some of this energy is released back to the space. Greenhouse gases such as CO2 or methane, they act as a blanket around the Earth, and they will retain some of this energy, some of this heat, which means we are slowly warming up our planet. According to NASA, human activity is the main cause of a rapid increase in CO2, and the more emissions we release to the atmosphere, the less radiated heat escapes, causing an increase in Earth's temperature. Higher temperatures mean more drought that can affect our ability to grow food. It means less water that is needed to sustain life on Earth. It also means melting of the polar ice caps and rising sea levels, displacing millions of people living in coastal areas, and unpredictable weather patterns that threaten our survival. The Paris Agreement, which is a legally binding international treaty on climate change adopted by 195 countries, including the UK, was one of the first steps in addressing this challenge. This document acts as a global framework to avoid the dangerous impact of climate change by limiting global warming to below 2 degrees and ideally limited to 1.5 above the pre-industrial level. Maybe you wonder, where are we now? Well, we are at 1.2 degrees. And if we do not change our current actions, then we may reach 1.5 degrees as soon as 2030. That's why a race to zero is so important, because we need to decarbonize every aspect of our life to stop emitting more emissions starting now. We recently undertook this assessment for one of our biggest manufacturing clients. We ran an ambition workshop with them to understand their vision for the future. And through a detailed assessment, we reviewed various areas such as data and data center management, device usage and disposal, current hardware and software solution processes, and much more. We found out there are lots of different ways as to how they can achieve CO2 reductions, ranging from consolidating data centers and improving their current cooling systems to optimizing their power supply, improving IT waste management, applying eco design in their software architecture, and switching to low energy devices. By understanding companies' IT footprint, you can drive energy efficiencies that are not only to save emissions, but also your wallet. For example, utilizing low power mode on your office equipment or moving legacy data centers into the cloud can save you up to 23% and 40% of energy, respectively. By measuring and disclosing your company's emissions, you are gaining a competitive advantage on the market because you bring more reassurance to your employees, customers, and investors that you understand your carbon footprint and any risks and opportunities linked with it. You can even incentivize your company to make the right business decisions when it comes to travel or choosing the right supplier. We have recently introduced the internal carbon price program, and so our internal stakeholders will pay 8 euros for every ton of carbon they use, for example, on business travel, while they can be credited if they are using sustainable suppliers. We already see how this internal carbon price accelerated internal culture shift, because employees now consider carbon as an integrated part of our business decision making. Once you start measuring emissions coming from your digital technologies and from your supply chain, it's time for step number two. So in this step, you start to think, okay, how can I decarbonize the rest of the processes of the business? And the same applies to your customers. As we discussed already, if technology is applied effectively, we can reduce worldwide emissions by 15%. We also call it IT for green. So how can we use IT to drive energy efficiencies and at the same time to make processes lean, efficient, and automated? To give you a specific example, we can look at one of our customers, a major water utilities company. We run a joint innovation workshop to facilitate the co-creation of innovative digital solutions to address their carbon footprint with a diverse audience of client stakeholders, operational managers, digital experts and partners, niche vendors, and academics. AI and other technologies were used to optimize clients' asset energy efficiency by identifying atypical patterns in the data. They also helped to reduce water leaks by deploying noise sensors and enabled to optimize pumping stations to improve overall energy efficiency. In addition, we also enabled smart working by deploying smart lockers and vending machines across the region, which were available as a drop-off or collection stations. If the equipment or device were faulty, staff could drop them in the smart locker for a repair and pick up a new device. This resulted in business travel reduction because there was no need to travel to IT storage any longer. All these activities have already resulted in significant energy and carbon savings for our customer, who clearly cares not only about the quality of water provided to citizens, but also about their wider environmental impact when providing this essential service. Now you can see that sustainability is indeed commercially viable, and there is a clear business case in decarbonization. So think about how to use technology in your own context. What could you achieve? What could you do for your customers?
Last year, we did an internal research looking at our strategic suppliers, and we found out that 80% of them already had some sustainability or decarbonization targets. This is a main game changer. It's showing that emission reduction is one of the key business drivers. So once you start decarbonizing your business, you understand your own emissions, can you offer services that will help your customer to cut emissions. My company recently launched a new offering called Decarbonization Level Agreement. It's very similar concept as service level agreement, but apart from guaranteeing to the customer to provide an outstanding service, we also guarantee that we will reduce their emissions.
If the customer purchases our services or products, there is a contractual commitment to reduce the emissions of the service provided. If this is not achieved within the agreed timelines, any residual emissions are offset by us for no additional cost to the customer. Offsetting is funding a nature-based solution project to reduce emission in another country to obtain a carbon credit. Not all organizations may be in a position to offer something similar right now. However, the demand for greener solutions and services is growing. And so the question is, what could you do for your customers to enable them to reach their carbon emissions targets?
Step three is one of my favorites. We need everyone on board to make a change. No one should be left behind in this race to zero. And one thing that I learned while working for this big IT company is that technology is only as effective as people who know how to use it and how to exploit it for their advantage. And that's one of the reasons why I'm heading an internal community called Green Network. We started it back in 2019 with 8 volunteers, and now we've got members all around the world.
Green Network enables employees to learn about climate change, what role technology has to play in combating it, and what role each one of them has to play to support the cause. By sharing weekly green tips and organizing environmental webinars, we are slowly educating our employees about how small changes may have a big impact. Let's give you some examples. Switching from a desktop to a laptop can reduce device emissions by 50%. Reducing brightness or turning off power-hungry complex screensavers on your laptop can save up to 20% of your battery. Swapping to a renewable energy provider while working from home will not just decrease your emissions, but can also save you some money. Ecosia is your default web browser, will enable trees to be planted all around the world. We have ambitious plans to organize regular beach cleans and tree planting volunteering initiatives for us as well as for our clients. Because green technology is only part of the solution. The other part is us, all of us.
So I want to ask you, would your organization benefit from their own green network so you can drive change from the bottom up, not just top down? And you would be surprised how many people are actually happy to give up some of their free time to support a cause that really resonates with them. Now it's time to make a real commitment, to show to your investors, shareholders, colleagues, and customers that you are taking this issue seriously.
The final step is to sign up to the official Race to Zero initiative organized by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Your company can join the race by making a climate pledge to be net zero, or in other words, to reduce their emission as close to zero as possible and offset any residual emissions by 2040.
Why not? As a business technologies, we've got the tools to make it happen if we work together. After all, there is everything to lose, but all to gain.
In this race, we all can be winners. And by all, I mean the planet too. But only if we act now, because our only competition is the time that is clearly running out. In summary, we have learned how we can win the race to zero by applying 4 steps. First, we will understand and measure our emissions, not only those under our direct control, but also those under our influence in our supply chain. We can then use technology to decarbonize our business, also known as IT for Green, while supporting our customers in their own decarbonization efforts. We will aim to accelerate culture change by creating initiatives such as Green Network, so there is no one left behind on this journey. And finally, we will make an official emission reduction commitment to our investors, customers, and employees by signing the Climate Pledge.
Only by taking concrete actions, we can combat this biggest threat that humanity has ever faced. So put on your fighting gear and your running shoes, and let's make a start, shall we?
Ivana, I cannot thank you enough. What an insightful session that was. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of She Talks Tech. And a huge thank you to all of you for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to find out more about Ivana, you can connect with her on LinkedIn or you can find her on Twitter.